Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Monstrous Radio.
Another edition of Monsters Radio Live. Hey, I am DJ E Monster. You know what time it is. You know how I get it in. Tonight's show is an interactive show. You can definitely connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Everything's going to be either DJ E Monster or Monster US Radio. So you know the number, 424-243-969. It's Takeover Tuesday. Tonight's the only night where I allow you, the listener, the author, the actor, the musician, whatever the hell you do, tonight is the night I let you call in, promote what you got going on, and I won't send your ass a bill. That's why it's called Takeover Tuesday. You've already to take over a radio station. It will be your radio for about 3 minutes, Norbit. Rock with me. I got some Who's Fucking Who's Getting Fat. I got some other things coming up for you and a lot of new music. So, all right, let's just go ahead and get back into the show. Let me see. What do I got new for y'all today? You dig? It's got to be something new, something brand new, something you ain't never, ever, ever, ever heard before. Well, I can't guarantee that. You dig? But I do got something new. Check it out. I got some new Kent Jones. This one's called All Right. The vibe's a little different. Wait, let me see. Oh, looks like it might still be processing. All right, so we're going to give that a little bit more time. So, all right, let me see. What else can I find to get into some hot new music? Check it out. Matter of fact, check out this. Let me see. What else I got that's not going to be processing that I know that's already here? That shit is so new, it ain't even ready yet. Get it? So, all right, check it out. We're going to go with this. This is Jay Champ. It's called Star Monstrous Radio, that online radio with the rah. Take over Tuesday.
Stress. I'm a beater at your weakest and support you at your best. I'm a shoulder that you lean on, in the bed cling on. That no sex, just cuddling on the bed with nothing on. When you call, still manly is your ringtone. And in the car, Ja Rule's put it on me as I think so. Dot count every star in the sky. That's how much I love you, baby. I wished on a star in the sky. And it gave me all you, baby.
I need
Yeah, DJ E Monster, Monstrous Radio, Rep My City TV, True Beyond Entertainment, my music club. There's so many things that I represent. So I also don't forget some of our promotional sponsors. It's Colossal Music Group, Snaps, NY Hats, and also K Customs. Make sure you guys get a hold of them and see what they got going on. They're the ones that help to support the show and keep the show going. So you got to show them some support. So I, like I said, you know, hey, it's Takeover Tuesday. You can call and request what you want. I got a request coming in. This right here is Get Home from J.R. Castro. But I just let y'all know out there, in case you don't know, my girl dumped me. Yeah, it is what it is. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Don't judge it. Just pray for it. It is what it is. But, hey, I've been going to the gym lately. You know what I mean? I realized, you know, I got to get my exercise on. You know, men, when we look at women, they a sexy body. They just turn you on. She can have a face like Scooby-Doo. You dig? As long as she in shape, it's going down. So that's how I want to be. I want to be Scooby-Doo with a body. So it can go down. So I was at the gym yesterday. Man, I haven't worked out in so long, I realized my nipples are inverted. It is what it is. I got to pop these motherfuckers back out. So I'm going to the gym tonight. If you're getting your workout on, hit me up tonight. Let's go hang out together. But for now, I'm going to get into this request. This right here is, like I said, it's called Get Home. Junior Castro, Kid Ink Amigos, Monstrous Radio Takeover Tuesday. Looks like we got somebody that's about ready to take over. We're going to get into it on our next break. 256, I see you. By request, Junior Castro, Kid Ink Amigos, Get Home. You got something you want to hear? Hit me up. 243-9649. That's the number to call in, but you got to push 1. I was going to play another track, but hold on, man. We got some others ready to take over. And let's see what they got going on. 256-371. Hey, they bang in your ear. Take over Tuesday. Who we got on the line?
Man, shut
up. Hey, this is Dr. Phil, man. Shout out Monster Radio, Dylan Cash, Colossal Music Group, man.
I don't think
what's good, bro?
Not much, man. Just want to give a shout out to y'all, man. Helping the independent artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got some things going on.
Oh, yeah,
we got the Heartbreaker World Tour going on. We're looking for Heartbreaker models to model on our website. You know what I'm saying? And get paid for posting pictures. You know what I'm saying? We're going all over the world. Heartbreaker World Tour. Check us out on Facebook. You know, we're coming to a city near you.
Okay. So, I mean, tell them how to connect with you and break down a little bit more about it. You know what I mean? You said they can get paid, all these type of things. I mean, you know what I mean? Give them a little bit more to draw them in.
You can contact me, Dr. Phil, ENT. That's Dr. Phil with 2 L's, DrPhill.com. And I'm Dr. Phil, ENT, everywhere, Twitter. Dr. Phil with 2 L's, Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But Heartbreaker World Tour, we're looking for models, dancers, you know, whatever your talent is. I'm also doing features, you know what I'm saying? Get ready to drop this little CD with Beethoven. So, you know, we got a lot of big things going at BC tomorrow. Check out Total Recall on Facebook. That's my newest single. You know, I got Billie Jean. That's produced by Beethoven. Going to shoot that in Atlanta next month. So, you know, just hit me up. You know, I do features, you know, promote you on the Heartbreaker World Tour. We got a post reach of about 100,000 weekly. So, you know, check us out. Heartbreaker Space World Space Tour on Facebook, everywhere else, Instagram. Hit us up.
Okay, that's what's up. Make sure you hit them up, people. Remember, if you miss any of the information, you can always run back to archive after the show goes off. Our show is only 60 minutes long until we find more sponsors. But you can always go back and check the archive and get the information that you need and make sure you connect with them. And make sure you tell them you heard them right here on Monsters Radio with DJ E Monster. You dig? Because sometimes people hit people up to send them invites out the blue, and I keep it 100. It don't go down in my DM. If I don't know you, I'm not accepting this shit. I'm not investigating your page, nothing. So you better hit them up right off the bat and let them know where you heard them at. You did?
Oh, that's real.
So, all right, bro. So tell us about some of the people or, you know, what can they expect if you're a listener, if you end up going to some of the dates on this tour that you got going on. What type of performance can they expect? I mean, y'all got some Riverline dancers. I mean, what y'all got going on the stage?
I mean, what the Heartbreaker World Tour is a beautiful lady contest. You know, all women are beautiful creatures, and we believe this at the Heartbreaker World Tour full-fledged, full-heartedly. So, you know, this contest, we network with a bunch of companies like beauty salons, gyms, workout 24/7. See, the Heartbreaker is almost like a way of life. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got other plans. We got a bunch of things, calendars coming, clothing line. But we do offer haircuts to the fellas that come in. But a lot of the fellas, you know, they usually get into tipping the Heartbreakers or, you know, the contest entries because we do go to the crowd and let ladies come up and win cash prizes, dance, Heartbreaker twerk contest. We have the Heartbreaker How Many Kisses event. We have different events on the Heartbreaker World Tour, different themes. We got a Heartbreaker Rodeo coming soon in Texas. So, you know, we're networking, and, you know, we're looking for artists. If y'all are looking to get promoted, put your music out there, you know, whatever you're trying to do, features, if you're a lady interested in modeling or that, Heartbreaker World Tour. And I appreciate mm-hmm. your time, too. That's a lot of love, Monster Radio, man. Did you think?
Hey, it's no problem, bro. You know what I mean? Actually, you look out for us. You know what I mean? You've called in quite a few times. You support us. So these are the type of things we feel we have to do back. You dig? And actually, your event, and I'm going to put this out here. You know, a lot of people, they don't know. We, Monsters Radio, we will sponsor an event. You know what I mean? We'll become a promotional sponsor. And these are the type of things that, you know, like your event you got going, these are the type of things that we like to sponsor. And help get involved in, because, you know, like you said, you're looking for models, artists, da-da-da. Monsters Radio, we are filled with artists, models, actors, authors, every type of entertainment part of the industry. We know a whole slew of these people because we either interview that genre or that market, or we have something going on. So, you know, these are the type of things that we can also help you with the type of event you got going on. So if you can, definitely hit me up offline or whatever, whatnot. And, yeah, we'll definitely see if, you know, Monsters Radio can get behind this tour that you got going on or showcase what,
beautiful.
Whatnot.
Really,
yeah,
beautiful.
So, all right, bro. So, all right, we got a couple more people over here. So I'm going to let you have your moment. I'm not going to let nobody else cut on your moment right now. So y'all heard the information on how to get a hold of him. I'm going to have him tell you guys one more time. And I'm going to run one of his tracks. It's called Total Recall, featuring 300. And I'm going to ask him a question about it right before it comes on. So go ahead, bro. Tell him again how they can get a hold of you.
Matt, Dr. Phil with two L's, DrPhill.com. Dr. Phil ENT, everywhere else, Instagram, Twitter. Dr. Phil with two L's, Facebook. Heartbreaker World Tour host. Like I said, let's get this check. Let's network.
What's up? That's what's up. So, all right, bro. So, all right, before I play your track, Total Recall, I do got to ask you, bro. I do got to ask you. Because every time they come on, you dig, I think I can relate to what you're saying, but I need you to tell the people. Now, when the song first come on and you say, I'm going to kidnap your girl, can you explain that right quick, bro?
I mean, I've been known to be a little bit of a fly guy, you know what I'm saying? And uh-huh. I might pull up at 650 or something, you know what I'm saying? I could stay filled with the monks, you know what I'm saying? And one thing I should have said before the track came on is that you cannot kidnap the willing. Cause it's not like I'm kidnapping these girls, like literally. They're righteously kind of like on some stock mode type of play.
Yeah.
You know, pimping ain't easy is just something that we got to do. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. You did. Somebody's got to do it. You did, because you know what? And that's how I heard it. You know what I mean? But some other people try to be like, oh, that's so violent. He talking about kidnapping somebody's girl. Pay attention to the lyric. That's how you know who knows hip-hop and music and the lyrical game and who don't. You dig? So check it out, y'all. This is Dr. Phil, Total Recall. Y'all tell me what y'all think, but I already know what's going down.
Street Empire. We legendary.
Take over Tuesday.
Kidnap your bride. Hold a hostage on Mars. I got a C in green ladders and all blue and beach footballs. Total recall. I got a C in green ladders and all blue and peach footballs. Kidnap your bride. Hold a hostage on Mars. I got a C in green ladders and all blue and peach footballs. Total recall. Total recall. I got a C in green ladders and all blue and peach footballs.
I used to pop pills, but now I pop Molly. Big and blue tabs on them footballs. Take over my body. Sipping on lean with some Molly in it. Back when pink and blue tabs took over my city. All them little hoes trying to fuck the geek up. I be floating on Mars, so it's hard to keep up. Football heads got them looking like Stewie. Total recall on them X pills. Louis Vuittons on them blue Dolphins. Way before you was in pink Dolphin. I'm out of space, calling Marvin the Martian. Polo, I got that from Carlton. Me and D Field got pills for the low like an auction. Yellow TVs got me cautious.
Kidnap your bride.
hold a hostage on Mars. I got a C in green letters and all blue and peach footballs. Toe to recall, toe to recall. I got a C in green letters and all blue and peach footballs. Kidnap your bride, hold a hostage on Mars. I got a C in green letters and all blue and peach footballs. Toe to recall, toe to recall. I got a C in green letters and all blue and peach footballs.
Hey, baby, don't make me handcuff you. Hey, shout it, don't make me duct tape you. Hey, baby, don't make me mind rape you. Shout it, gon' pop a football. Yeah. Any minute we gon' blast off. Gon' get up in my spaceship. I know it looks like an average ordinary car, but you gon' know it wasn't when we end up on Mars. I introduce you to the fam, they some aliens but still G's. It's like you on another planet up in BT. My young niggas on them double G's. They make you sleepy but they ain't sleep, cause we can't sleep. The motherfucking narcotics on Brand Street. So we gon' bend another block. Take you to my other spot. Whip the work, make it lock. If you got a girlfriend, I do you and do her.
I will.
Dr. Phil, I'm a heartbreaker, know you been hurt.
No chill.
Pop a V in 3 minutes, we speak in Chinese.
For real.
Catch the yellow school bus and go back to BT. I kidnap your bride, hold a hostage on Mars. I got a C in green letters and all blue and peach footballs.
Toe
to recall. Toe to recall. I got a C in green letters and all blue and peach footballs. Kidnap your bride, hold a hostage on Mars. I got a C in green letters and all blue and peach footballs.
Toe to recall.
I got a C in green letters and all blue and peach footballs.
Yo, to all my listeners tuned in right now, if you're an entertainer or own your own business, contact us at ColossalMusicGroup.com for all of your artists or business needs. Whether you need a custom website, custom graphics, custom music production, CD duplication, or more, we do it all at Colossal Music Group. Hey, call us now. We offer wholesale prices at industry quality. 818-533-8484. Again, that's 818-533-8484. Or visit us online at ColossalMusicGroup.com.
Yo, so hey, check it out. I am your music plug. Whether you need connections with artists to do collabos, you need artists to go on tour, your artists trying to go on tour, I am your music plug. I am DJ E-Monster, my music plug, Minnesota. So, hey, check it out. If you would like to get on an interview that Young Dro is going to be on tonight, where you can ask him a question, talk to him or whatnot, hit me up. I got the plug for your ass, but you got to hit me up on Facebook tonight. You dig? So check it out. Here goes some new Young Dro. It's called On the Ground, and we're going to open up the lines again right after this. I got somebody else waiting to take over. Let's see how bad they is. They better not call in here talking about, excuse me, E-Monster, can I take over your show? Because I'm going to hang up on your ass, and then I'm going to hit you back on the ground.
I like shot on the ground.
It is what it is.
I love shot on the ground.
Don't judge me, pray for me. You're Young Dro. Him and Katie Burris. I forgot Louis.
I was on the ground. I might just folk shot on the ground. Where you met shot on the ground. I'm getting that bitch go hard for something.
I met the bitch on the Grammy shit. Grammy shit. Tape brought out the real crisp. No face on her. My necklace full of blue shit.
Blue shit.
I fucked the bitch from about 26.
I'm on the ground. Yeah, she in my DM.
All you do is make a hug to feel. She said she for Cardi Park, she had I want a meal. But my girl from the west side, so they gon' view.
Hey, shout out to the fat bros, but I can't act her. If my girl see her, then I might get slapped, bro.
I be getting money, nigga, just a real man. And when I'm through here, so I'ma do the Snapchat. Bro, I might just fuck a shot on the ground. I got them bad hoes on the ground. Then I let me see your bitch on the ground.
Don't make me check the bitch on the ground. Why you DMing hoes on the ground? Oh, she ain't ready for this clapback.
Well,
you better take your ass on the Snapchat. So that's how you do it. Instagram choosing. You thought I ain't know about how it goes down. Well, nigga, you blew it. Because these hoes tagging me. You're adding hoes that ain't even bad as me. And they always screenshotting your DMs. Post them up and at me just to make sure I see them. They say that you're their MC. Yeah, you here with me. I should make your ass go post a sweet apology. Hey, don't fuck around and lose a real bitch for Insta-ho. That ugly bitch done tricked your ass with those silk
stuff.
Her picture is blurry. Motherfucker, that ugly bitch done tricked your ass, but don't
feel so. I might just pull a shot on the ground. I got them bad hoes on the ground. Then I let me see your bitch on the ground. I might DM your bitch on the ground.
Attention sponsorship at monsterusradio@gmail.com. So I got one more track to spin, and then we're going to open up the lines. Check it out. This is Fun Sway the Kid. It's called Vibe, coming in live out of Atlanta. If you're in ATL, hit them up. Hit Fun Sway the Kid up and let them know, hey, big homie, they playing your music on Monsters Radio right now.
Yeah. Fun Sway. Now I'm really feeling my vibe right now.
I'm feeling the vibe in the music. I knew one day I would do it. I had to do it and do it.
Do it and do it.
Run my bands or find a deal. Yeah, it can get real in the field. And you can get killed. I'm feeling the vibe.
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 I'm feeling the
shell. I'm trying to whoop me a bell. Came a long way from the shell. I had that dope in my sock. Running from cops. Never say can't cause I can't. I was the one in the bin. I was the one on the block trying to get it. Truth told me get him, I got him. Pop a mile about to take him to mall. I'm a dog on the low. I fuck your bitch for a bag of blow. I pray to God she got good though. Doggy need a hoe back in style. I'm going wild. Your price too high, I cut it. I'm feeling the vibe with the face. Diamonds on the bitch, I'm flooded. I got this shit out the mud. Living life like I want to. Jigging and jigging for ill. I want that house on the hill. I want that thot with the hill. Thug, thug, bitch with Tupac. Yeah, I'm feeling the vibe. Run my bands or find a deal. Yeah, it can get real in the field. And you can get killed. I'm feeling the vibe. 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 I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling my vibe.
I'm feeling my vibe.
I'm feeling it. They mad cause I'm killing it. I'm killing it. Money, my money. They piss out killing me. This nigga, they mad. My bitch, she sad. Walk it out, I'm about that money. Who else can we call me cash, at? Who rest up with you? I'm a bank that Bentley coupe. Pull my ring, don't look like an alley. What is it different? They smoking just this.
I'm
putting it with me. They ain't money, you tripping. 100K in my business. I ain't gonna stop till I get it. Swear to my brother, stay down low. Ain't no switching, ain't no train, no divide, nigga. I multiply.
My bands are fun to do. Yeah, it can get real in the field. And you can get killed. I'm feeling the vibe. 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 Please don't call my phone. Bitch, I'm in the studio. I got cash. I got moolah. I got Fetty. I got woo. Please don't call my phone.
Goddamn panic. Y'all niggas just talk. Bitch, ain't no way. Tryna tell these niggas. Y'all niggas just acting. It's pop. Turn your ass in the pop. Me and my niggas. We staking lost. Why we hard to find niggas like Boss? King of the city. You can call me Mufasa.
Feeling the vibe and music. I knew one day I was good. I had to do it and do it. Run my bands or find a deal. Yeah, it can get real in the field. And you can get killed. I'm feeling the vibe. 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 I'm feeling the vibe.
Yeah, Feng Shui the Kid. Hey, hit me up and I can get you his mixtape. The whole mixtape be bumping. But, man, that's off of one of his new releases. He's got a lot of hot new music coming up. We're working on an album right now. So if you'd like to, if you're a DJ radio, hit me up, emonster.mymusicclub@gmail.com. Let's see. And definitely we'll get you his music. If you're looking for booking, other things like that, make sure you hit me up. So, all right, before I open up the lines, I'm going to do my little piece of the who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. You did, well, I guess an update, you heard about that lady, Stephon Chris Breezy, Chris Brown. Ain't nobody trying to sleep with Chris Rock. hey, check it out. Apparently, the lady had sent out a text to somebody saying that she was going to set Chris Brown up and a lot of other bullshit like that. So, hey, these are things that you upcoming artists, you need to be paying attention to because these are the type of things people will get you fucked up on. Yeah, as soon as they see you making some money, they find a way to sue your ass. So be careful of that. I want to have a moment of silence. Let's do it right now. That's for the young lady that lost her life in Minneapolis, Minnesota over the weekend. Apparently, there was a high-speed chase through the urban neighborhood. A lot of people are like, why the hell was they chasing them that far into the neighborhood? Anyway, there's always people out. They should have let that go. They caught the dude. Apparently, he ran through the city. He hit a 16-year-old girl. She has passed away. Big condolences out to her family. But, yeah, apparently he drove down a couple more blocks after he hit her, jumped out the car, but they ended up catching his little ass. So I, big, you know, like I said, condolences out to her and her family. Let's see, what else was it? I had some more entertainment news for y'all. Oh, anybody have problems with their cell phone today? Apparently some of these cell phone companies talking about, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Well, nobody could get a motherfucking call earlier today. At least I couldn't. You did. If you tried to call me, you would have had problems. So I want to know, anybody else out there has cell phone problems today? Anybody? Anybody? Call me up, 424-243-9649. I'm going to go up and open up the lines. I believe I know who this is, you dig, but I'm going to call out the number anyway. 818-533. What's good, bro?
Hey, Mr. E-Monster, how are you? It's me,
Darnell. Oh,
I'm good,
crazy ass. Colossal Music Group. What's good, bro?
Not much, man. Just tuning in, man. Told a couple of girls to call in. We'll see if they call in. They're like,
I don't know what to talk about.
I'm like, well, just call in and talk about yourself. Shoot. I don't know.
Right, right. You can make up a story. Make up a topic. Advertise yourself. Talk about your bogus-ass boyfriend. Talk about how you don't like walking your dog or your pet. Whoops. Y'all figure it out. It can be anything. Yeah, it's Takeover Tuesday. So, yeah, bro. So what's going on with the company? I know you guys do flyers and all kinds of things. Tell people a little bit about, you know, what the company Colossal Music Group does. And tell me what's going on with the company.
Man, we're not only a company, but we're also a label that houses 7 different artists at any given time. And what we do is we like to help people out within their budget, you know. Whatever budget you probably have, we can probably work with or do something with, you know. But if you want that massive exposure or if you want the world, you got to come with the bag. You hear me? So,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Long story short, man, our artists are working on their new project. Shout out to Flex Capone. Shout out to you, E-Monster, you know, for having this platform. Flex is coming out with a whole new project. We're looking to drop it real soon. You'll be hearing the first song exclusively once we get everything situated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's
what's up.
I just want to call in and show support and say thank you for having this platform for us.
Well, you know, it's one thing to have a platform, but to actually have people that engage with you and make sure that, you know, you keep the hottest artists and things like that, keep you updated on what's going on in the industry and things like that. So, you know what I mean? Mad shout out to Colossal Music Group, you know, and everything you guys do over there, especially you, Dylan, holding it down over there, doing it like a boss man should. You know what I mean? So, hey, you know, it's an honor to have this and work with people like you, Dr. Phil, Kevo the Plug, Jazzy B, Lex Luger, Super Floyd, the whole slew of people that I work with. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's not just us. It's all of us as a conglomerate working this thing and making it all work. So, you know, big shout out to you, bro. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of bullshit people in the game. You know what I mean? And I realize you go through about 100 bullshitters before you come across somebody real, bro. And you that one real dude out of that 100. You dig?
Appreciate that, man. I'm going to use what you say with a twist. Monster, salute to you, E-Monster, and 1,000 gun salute to you.
That's what's up.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I got this little post going on Facebook right now. It's going viral.
Okay.
It got like, I don't know, 80 freaking likes. It's like, DJs are supposed to break artists and not artists' pockets. And you got DJs and artists going at it, man. I think we're going to reach or break even 100-something likes maybe even 100 shares. I don't know, man, the way that it's going, mm-hmm. man. But I definitely wanted to bring that conversation on here. But I don't think they're, you know, I don't think they're going to want it with me on here. It's all good, though.
Right, right. But, hey, maybe we can do that sometime next week. We can put on the post if you guys want to verbally discuss it on open radio. You did, because that is a good discussion. You know what I mean? That is a good discussion. As a matter of fact, and then I got a little bit of time and I got to drag it out. You know what? I'm going to play two tracks. And when we come back, I'm going to give my opinion on the whole thing with the DJs breaking the artist's pockets and things like that. And you might hear something. You'll be surprised. I might get fired. You dig? So, all right, we're going to get into that. I'm going to play two tracks and I'm going to come back. I'm going to play this game, because Game and Diddy, because I know Game is coming into town here real soon. And, you know, we did an interview with Game, so I got to take care of my guy. So after that, I'm going to get into some Flex Capone, who also did an interview right here on Monsters Radio. You can always check out all the interviews archives 24/7, 365. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/monsterishradio and find the one that you want. So all right, I'm going to play these two tracks, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you how I feel about DJs breaking artists' pockets in the game. So, all right, we're going to get into it. This right is Game and Diddy. It's called Standing on Ferraris. I'm got to get that new Game track where he's going in on the artists in the industry. That track go hard, but we're going to bump this for now. When he come into town, we're going to see if they're going to be standing on Ferraris. Monsters Radio, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes and the upcomers are all up in you.
Yo.
Yeah. I put that on Pyro. Put that on Pyro.
Yo, Game, let's go.
I've been shot, stabbed, left for dead. Walked through every hood in LA. Bandana on my head. Guarantee that shit was red. Machetes and them choppers out. Bitches, what they knock us out. I done fucked them all. That's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. From the corner playing lookout to kitchen cookouts. Yeah, that's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. In a 6'4, 6'5, too big for a Bugatti. That's why I'm standing on Ferraris,
ran
nigga.
The West for a decade, nigga. Check the bio. Gave you Cincinnati fitters like I get it in Ohio. Autographs on the vinyl. Made the lamb albino. Straight away in the race. That's a Peyton Manning spiral. You looking at your idol. Jesus wrote the Bible. Jesus. That's my Nike Town rival. Yeah, nigga, try me now. Like, why me now? Looking for Red Octobers, I will tie him down. Stay late, spit nothing but bass. Yeah, all my shit bump like Greg Mack's face. Ask your favorite bitch how my dick tastes. Ask your neighbor's bitch how my dick tastes. Don't take orders, I dictate. Get your shit straight, dick face. Perpetual rollies with the big face.
Come on, come on.
I got them loving the movement. Beard so long, I'm feeling like Rick Rubin. I've been shot, stabbed, left for dead. Walked through every hood in LA. Bandana on my head. Guarantee that shit was red. Machetes and them choppers out. Bitches, what they knock us out. I done fucked them all. That's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. From the corner playing lookout to kitchen cookouts. Yeah, that's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. In a 6'4, 6'5, too big for a Bugatti. That's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. Top floor to Biltmore. Say they want a war, shit, that's what I'm built for. Lounging. Miami with the eye candy. Bitches named Sandy and Bambi. My exes can't stand me. God bless the nigga with more swag than Jigga. More hoes than Trigger. Trigger, no, that's my nigga, though. Figure four down, figure roll. Ric Flair Phantom. All red flannel. Niggas don't hit me, though. Spit on models. R. Kelly piss on the centerfold. Ever since Doc showed me a billion in the envelope. Love Jimmy, fucking the scope. I'm a Don. Walk outside naked. Cuban cigar and Louboutins, shit on my lawn. Snakes in the grass. I hear them slithering and hissing whenever I pass. Riding with something French. Khloe Kardashian. 200 on the dash. That's your ass. I've been shot, stabbed, left for dead. Walked through every hood in LA. Bandana on my head. Guarantee that shit was red. Machetes and them choppers out. Bitches, what they knock us out. I done fucked them all. That's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. From the corner playing lookout to kitchen cookouts. Yeah, that's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga. In a 6'4, 6'5, too big for a Bugatti. That's why I'm standing on Ferraris, nigga.
Hey, yo, this nigga Game bought me a motherfucking red Ferrari for my birthday, nigga.
I put that on Pyro.
Told me I was honorary.
Put that on Pyro.
I said, nigga, I'm whatever with this motherfucking red Ferrari, nigga.
just a Tuesday. A motherfucking Tuesday. Yeah. Nigga said happy Tuesday, Puff. Now that nigga wanna stand on my Ferrari every day. Now that nigga wanna stand on my motherfucking Ferrari all the time. Driving down the street with Hype Williams shooting the video. We ain't even shooting the video, we just motherfucking riding down the street. This nigga got Hype Williams shooting the shit, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, this is what happened when that East meets West, when we get together. You know what I'm saying? Say fuck the rest, and we start partying and bullshitting and having a good time throwing pool parties and shit. Niggas start buying niggas from the East Coast Ferraris and shit. Shit all good. Red Ferraris at that, man. Shit, I ain't got no time for no other shit. I just got time to get this motherfucking money, man. Get this money with me, man. Yeah. That's what we decided to do, so now we get more money than anybody and everybody knows.
My bad. You know Puffy would have talked that whole motherfucker out. You already know. Flex Capone, June B.
Everything is proper, ain't no need for me to stunt. I ain't lying when I say that I get anything I want. I've been working through the night just to get to where I'm at. Now I'm on any day, just better know that it's a wrap. Everything is A1. And the whip, that's where the kick, man. I swear they think you're gonna be selling free. Everything is A1. And the money.
Everything is so A1, money long and it don't fold. Making up for that lost time, prayed up when I'm on the road. Don't watch, but I work hard, never stop when I reach goals. Haters told me I'd never make it, they front row when I'm doing shows. People change for a little change, fuck money, fuck the fame. Looking back and I'm so blessed, I die deaf and I face pain. Came up like Kurt go from them dirt roads to a gold chain. People say they gon' stay down, but I fell down and they all changed. Good kid in a mad city, when I think back, I could've sold cane. Take losses, I stand tall, wanna see the sun, you gotta face the rain. Getting paid, I'm self-made, and I'm dream chasing like Meek Mill. Competition, I don't see none, these other rappers just cheap thrills and it's real.
Everything is proper, ain't no need for me to stunt. I ain't lying when I say that I get anything I want. I've been working through the night just to get to where I'm at. Now I'm on any day, just better know that it's a wrap. Everything is A1. On the whip, that's where the kick, man. I swear they think you boy be selling free. Everything is A1. Grab your money, put a hold. That's your girl, you know exactly how it goes. Everything is A1.
This city, bright light. This the shit that we die for. We ain't doing them bills pal. That's the reason my crowd mo. That's the reason I try mo. Think about it, I gotta shine. Seeing it and I can't stop. I ball hard, this overtime. Work hard with no handouts, but they come around with they hands out. Eating good and my plate full. No days off, but it panned out. Got flaws, I ain't perfect. I think back and when planned out. Came up and I stayed down, but I look around and I stand out. Stand solid and they slept on me. Ball hard to my death, homie. Independent, no time wasted. I go and get it myself, homie. Getting paid, I'm self-made and I'm dream chasing like Meek Mill. Competition, I don't see none. These other rappers just keep thrills in this
room. Ain't no need for me to stunt. I ain't lying when I say that I get anything I want. I've been working through the night just to get to where I'm at. Now I'm on any day, just better know that it's a wrap. Everything is A1. On the whip, that's where the kick, man. I swear they think you boy be selling free. Everything is A1. Grab your money, grab the phone. That's your girl, you know exactly how it goes. Everything is A1.
That's Flex Capone featuring June B. That's called A1. Produced by Majestic Drama. By the Colossal Music Group, Flex Capone. Make sure you hit them up. Hit Flex Capone up. If you didn't check out the archive interview, you better go check it out tonight. You dig right after this episode. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/ Monstrous Radio and look up Flex Capone and you'll find that interview. So, all right, I'm going to go back over here and open up the lines because it is Takeover Tuesday. We allow you to take over the show. Dr. Phil, I'm going to open that up back to you in just a little bit as well to get your opinion on what we're talking about. But I'm going to let Dylan from Colossal Music Group go ahead and set up a conversation that he said is going on right now on Facebook. Now, what is the thing? What is the topic tonight, bruh?
Hey, I want to tell you the whole story of how it went down, man. All right, so.
Okay.
I was on Twitter, and I'm trying to look for other DJs who offer the live mixtapes upload. Only upload, no hosting, no promotion, just the upload. And we're trying to build a long-term business relationship. So I saw this guy selling a slot for $100. Like, hold up, man.
Now,
nobody
hold on.
Even knows you.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. First of all,
yeah.
By when, and you know what? We got 90 seconds left on the show. So if you're on your computer right now, you might want to call in, or you'll have to wait to the archive of the show to hear the rest of what we're talking about. 424-243-9649. I'll say it slow, but those of you that caught the little short school bus, and they used to make you wear the helmet with the visor so you wouldn't lick the window, 424-243. And push the big buttons, player. So, all right, tell them, that, what does it mean when a DJ tells somebody or puts out there, I'm selling a flat for $100. What does that actually mean?
Yeah. $100 a slot, man. And if you're selling, let's say, 10 slots on this goddamn tape, bro, you made $1,000. All right. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You're pocketing all that money. You're probably putting 20 or 30 here for a program, a bot, a tool, whatever you want to call it, to promote the tweet that you want sent out. I get the game. I'm not stupid. I can tell. But long story short, not only that, you're probably buying followers for all these artists. You know, it's the least you can do. Hey, I'm sorry. We got 25,000 views, but nobody followed you. try explaining that, or you may have benefit out of that.
Or no comment. So, no comment.
Exactly. Exactly. So I hit the dude up. You know, he said he does a lot of mixing. I'm like, yo, this is my name, da-da-da. I'm trying to do long-term business with you. This is what I'm trying to pay you. I know what the price is. I even have proof. So if anybody wants to go head-to-head with me on that, we can go head-to-head. I got the proof with me. So I know it's $50 per upload, you know, for live mixtape, okay? And I'm like, yo, this is what it is. Do you mind work? And he said, no. Okay, I'm like, you know, sometimes it's not their account, so they share the account. So I'm like, okay, maybe he shared the account. So I'm like, yo. He said, nah, I'm good. I'm like, all right, cool. Is it because you shared the account? I'm like, and he basically didn't want to reply. He sent me the Spinrilla situation. I'm like, bro, I don't need Spinrilla. But you know what? I said, no problem, man. Thanks anyways. You know. If anything, I don't like to burn bridges. If you change your mind, whatever, come back, talk to me, we'll talk, we'll work. So, I take that shit personal. Why? Because I know artists that come to me and they say, so-and-so DJ did this, and what can you do for me? Who have you worked with? So now I have to explain them who I am, what I do, da-da-da, because the other person screwed them over. You get where I'm coming from? So now they're all beat up and battered. They're like abused dogs, pretty much. You know, and I'm trying to save them from the shelter, and they're all scared now to bring out a dollar out of their pocket, you know, because they didn't get shit. I understand. I'm human.
Right.
You know, I'm a consumer at the end of the day, too. I buy clothing. I buy this. I buy that. I still buy stuff. So it's no different, really. So I'm like, man, I was so upset, though. I was really upset, and I took it so personal, you know, because I've seen this shit go on for so long. And I'm like, you know what? I pretty much wasted my day, no lie, no bullshit. So I just came up, sometimes these ideas just pop up into my head. Oh, let's do this today, Dylan. So I say, you know, DJs should break artists, not artists' pockets. And man, oh man, within 5 minutes, that shit went viral. And like, it went like 30 something like that shit was crazy. DJ started commenting, it's still going on. It's like 86 or 88. I don't know. We might hit 100 shit. But everybody's commenting, everybody. I don't have a problem with you charging. I don't. Just charge fairly. That's all I ask.
Right.
I understand DJs are, I mean, sorry. But it's take two to tango. Artists are at fault in their own area. DJs are at fault in their own area. You know? And I get it. Artists don't want to push it. The tape, I get it. Trust me. I work with a lot of artists, so I understand. When I put them on the tape and I look out for them and I don't see them push it, but they keep passing to me, hey, yo, Diddy, what's going on, man? What's going on? When's the tape coming out? You know, and it's like, bro, are you even going to push it? You know?
Right,
so
right.
Short, man, I get why you charge. Trust me and believe in me. I understand why you charge. The artists are lazy. They don't want to push. I get it. So that's why you need to put money and your time goes into it because it is your brand. You don't want to just put crap out and, you know, I understand. I get tired of pushing my own shit.
Well, look.
I'm dead serious. Well, go ahead.
I'm going to reply it like this, and then we're going to let Dr. Phil get a chance to give his input, and then we're going to go ahead and get up out of here because we are going over. And this is why we need sponsorship people so we can go longer and drop more knowledge, play more music and things like that. So hit us up if you'd like to get involved with sponsorship. We even have a sponsorship as low as $20, $19.99. Hit us up, monsterusradio@gmail.com. So, all right.
Hey, E-Monster.
I like to say this.
E-Monster.
Yeah.
My bad. Yep. Real quick, not to cut you off. There's another guy also on there. Hopefully we can get to him. If not, that's cool, you know. But go ahead.
Okay. We do got another person over here from the 323. So if you'd like to also comment on what we're going to say, look, they just press 1. All right, I got you. I'm going to give my input, and then we're going to go to that field, and then we'll come to you, 323. So, all right, well, first of all, you know, because, you know, the show is about, you know, it's stimulating the music industry today because, as we all know, the industry is not in the best shape as it is now. We're here to stimulate the economy for independent artists, not just to put money in their pockets so they can start making better music. You dig? Well, first, I like to say, like when you were saying, Dylan, about, you know, how you guys kind of bumped heads a little bit. First of all, in business, like Dylan said, you always have to keep it professional. You dig? You don't always have to snap out on people, things like that, because you don't want to burn bridges. So if somebody says something to you, you really don't like it, you're not digging, the best thing to do, because it happened to me today, you dig, is just say, I apologize for the inquiry. I was just trying to help out, but I'll keep watching what you do. Say, you know, something, but, you know, you don't just snap back on them because now it's a burnt bridge. Now it's going to build bad publicity because you know how some people be. They say shit on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and try to deface your name. So that's one part of it. Always keep it professional, whether the DJ likes you or the artist likes you or not. End it on a positive note, no matter how they react. Because I tell you, as grown men and grown women, we got to learn to stop letting people say little simple shit to us and fuck up our whole day. You dig? Let's just keep it 100. We're adults. You said some bullshit, that don't even faze me. Like, honestly, people say a racial slur to me, hey, what's up, N-word? It don't really faze me like it do other people. Why? Because I know I'm a king and you're below me. And you can't say shit to fuck up a king when you're below him. You dig? So take that into note. But let's get on the topic of the artists or DJs breaking artists' pockets. First of all, there's a relationship, a marriage between radio and artists. Whether you're a radio DJ, whatever, regular DJs, it doesn't matter. There's a marriage between us. And it's called when we need you and when you need us. You need us as the DJs and radios to break your record. At the end of the day, we need you after we break your record and you become great and you become big to bring our radio station back to the light, to the front, and say, hey, shout out to Monsters Radio, da-da-da, so on. It's come do interviews with us, so on and so forth, and that is the relationship. Now, when it comes to spending money, as DJs, You know, in some rights, you're bogus for trying to charge people to break records. If it's a hot record, us as DJs, that's our motherfucking job. Our job is to break records, bring new music, new hot music to the forefront. You just want to be that DJ known for bringing that record to the people first. That's our job. We're here to spin hot music. Because without they hot music, bruh, we would be shut down. I can't tap dance. What I'm going to do? I ain't going to beat on no table, boom, 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 slap, so people can groove too. We need that hot music. You dig? So stop fronting. Make it work. But artists, keep it 10,000 with y'all playing. Do you know how many artists are out here with hot new music? And you think I'm just going to push you and you're not going to promote it? That's why we charge. We'll break your record. That's cool. But if you think we can become your free promo team, you got the game fucked up. You dig? I'll break your record, but if you want me to keep pushing your video, keep pumping it and keep pump, that's a promo package. That's how us DJs eat. You, like I said, we get submitted so much music and we don't get no funding. We have to sometimes, unless you're giving it to us, we have to buy records. That costs money. It costs me money to get my equipment to make your music sound hot in my mix. Dig? So that's why we charge when we do. Are there astronomical prices out there? Hell yeah. But it also goes with that DJ. I know some DJs that'll do a mixtape for $10,000. That's right, $10,000. But you're guaranteed to get 100,000 people hitting because that DJ is that big and that's how big his promo is. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for the name of that DJ endorsing your song. So to give him $25, such and such and such and such, that should not really be an issue. It should be part of your budget anyway. When you first start recording your track, you should have a budget. And then that budget should be promo and marketing. So that's how I feel about it. You dig? We finna go over here and ask Dr. Phil, how does he feel about the situation now today is with DJs breaking artist pocket and the things that I just said. How do you feel about it, Dr. Phil? Am I right? I could be wrong. I doubt it, but you dig? I could be.
Are you right?
But how you feel about
some folks ain't real about their craft, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some folks, that's why they say the music game is so, you know what I'm saying, it's uncommon. There ain't no road map to success.
Right.
Ain't no
right now, just a little bit.
On how you gonna come up in the music game, you know what I'm saying? The relationships got to be solid that you develop. You know, it's a lot of, you know, everything you got to be working in social media, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists just, you know, I guess that's why everybody don't make it, though. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, just like everybody ain't going to be that top football player, that top basketball player. You know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
rough to this shit, man. And
right,
a lot of
right,
folks,
right.
You know, you can't quit your day job if you have a day job, if you follow what
Woo!
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real talkers, I tell people all the time, what makes your dreams a reality is when you wake up and you pay for them dreams. You can dream in your sleep and fantasize all you want, but you got to get up and get the paper to make the dream happen. Dreams are inspiration for you to make reality. You dig? So, yeah, a lot of artists out there be thinking, oh, I don't need no job. I need to work on my music. Yo, ass need to be working on that job so you can do your music. I'm just saying. Hello.
I feel that.
So,
but
okay.
Like Dylan
okay.
Cash said, I ain't never going to get tired of sharing my shit, though. I don't care. I'm going to share this shit to the death of me. I'm going to share it regardless. I ain't never going to get tired of promoting myself. Ain't nobody going to promote you like yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, if you ain't gonna share your shit properly, you know, and developing your base.
Right.
What makes you think somebody else wants to do that? You know what I'm saying?
Especially
if you ain't gonna pay
for free. Right. I'm with Dylan when he said it takes two to tango, but there is a clause in that. It takes two to tango unless you got you some Hennessy, and then you don't need nobody. Get it? I'm just saying. That's just me at the bar. You'll have to excuse me.
You're right.
I'm going to go over and check with I'm going to go over here and check with the other person. I'm going to put you on mute there, Dr. Phil, because your background noise. We're going to check in with the 323-539. We're going to see who they are, how we can connect with them, and then we're going to give them a chance to give a comment on what we're talking about tonight. Yeah. So, all right, 323,
yo.
It's your floor right now. Who we got on the line? How can we connect with you? And let us know how you feel about what we're talking about.
Yo, yo, what's going on, man? This is David, a.k.a. Young Retro. Man, the conversation, it was very deep. And, you know, I play both sides of the fence. You know, I play an artist and I play, you know, looking at things from both perspectives. Just, you know, at the end of the day, it's like you get what you pay for no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in situations where somebody was saying a DJ might be $10,000. And, yeah, you get what you pay for. Like you said, you pay that $10,000, but you might get that exposure in these other type of cities that you're not making, as opposed to that $250 you paying, you know what I'm saying? So it just depends on your outcome. What's your goal as an artist? And, you know, me, I'm, like I said, I'm an artist too. So when I'm putting my project together, I write a PowerPoint. You know, I do things from a business point. I tell myself, yo, this is my goal. I want to be a multi-platinum artist after this album drop or this. You know, you have to have some goals and expectations, because if you don't have no goal, it's just you just dropping this music with no purpose, no intentions. You know, so, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta have something that you know you want to build for. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta keep it going. But it's like, yeah, some of these DJs are breaking artists' pockets, and then at the same time, no, because you just gotta believe in yourself and push yourself. It's like, yeah, the DJ is gonna be pushing you to a certain extent, but you as the artist gotta push yourself no matter what. No matter what the DJ is doing, don't worry about him. That's his job. You do your job, promote yourself. You know, the extra mile. You gotta go the extra mile on yourself no matter what, because ain't nobody gonna go hard for yourself like you are. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta understand that you know, as an artist, like, man, you gotta invest into your career if you want to be heard, because it's so, the pool of artists is getting bigger and bigger now. You know what I'm saying, dog? So now it's becoming harder and harder for those serious artists who are serious to make it, because the pool is getting so full. You know what I'm saying, with all these artists, and some of them don't really care, or some of them just want you to, oh, just check out my music. Just sometimes, you know, that's cool, but what are you trying to get out of this? You know, you know, it's like, I don't even like talking to artists no more or doing songs with artists if your intentions isn't to get on the radio or something. It's like, I'm wasting my time, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would I go do a track with you if you only want to be a mixtape rapper or an underground rapper? Well, my intentions as a rapper is to be big, be the next pop star, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to know who you're working with too, you know, and know their direction, because I was in a group I started out in a group before I started rapping, and that was one of the major things in our group. Was it was three people in the group, but everybody had a different goal. You know what I'm saying? See, I had one person in the group who wanted to be a gangbang rapper. I wanted to be on the radio, and the other dude just wanted to rap. You know, it was three different goals with one group, and it never worked. You know,
right,
so it's like, you
right.
gotta
You're
have something going
different
down
directions.
And it's gonna work. Exactly, exactly. So it was like, man, how are we ever gonna be at this spot when we all going, you running that way, I'm running this way, and he's running that this way, you know what I'm saying? It never was gonna work. So, like, you know, a lot of this stuff showed me, like, so now I don't even want to associate with people who ain't really 100% serious, because it's like, I be having this conversation all the time. Like, you cannot be in the middle. Either you're artist or you're not. It's no, oh, I'm in the middle. I'm a halfway artist. It ain't that. You know, it's just you're either doing this or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the quote. Somebody says, this is, it's basically a hobby if you're not getting paid for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And that's pretty Real much talk. It. You know, it's like, if you're not getting paid for it, it's a hobby, bro.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much how I feel about it.
Yeah. And
I'm A1 with you on that one. I'm A1 with you on the stuff like with the artists, because I'll tell you, I've done things with artists. And there was one artist, you know, I'm not slamming him or nothing, but his he wasn't on the level I was. He couldn't realize, he couldn't understand why I wouldn't do no more tracks with him. Because it cost me money to hit up my studio. You did get my people to record the verse, whatever, whatnot. Then I give it to you, and then you just sit on it. Now I feel like I wasted my money. You dig? Or are you trying to print me and get me to promote it like crazy for you because you're not going to do it? You know what I mean? And there's even worse situations where I did that, and I hear the artist drop the track. Now, I know I muscled that track. I'm the muscle dude on the track. But when he dropped the track, I'm not on it. What the fuck? What'd you take me out for? What'd you ask me to do it for if you didn't want me to kill it? If you were just going to take my verse off,
I'd rather you go hard,
everybody
though,
else. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
That's
shade everybody else. Da-da-da. So, you know, I thought that's what you got me for. You needed a power player to come in and make it do what it do. And I overdid my job. But, you know what I mean? But he took me off of it. So it's like, and then he's like, will you do another track with me? No, I'm not doing no more tracks with you. You didn't drop the other one. You got other tracks.
You
got to
charge
them. Sitting on. I'm going to take them. Yeah, yeah, and that's what I told him. $60 from now on. Only $60. It's paid for the little bit of studio time. That's it. You did? Pay for the hour for me to go in there, get it done, and you can have it. Do what you do with it. But I'm not going to do that, pay for it, and you just sit on it, bro. I'll fucking take that verse and slap it on something else. You did?
People don't understand. People never understand. It's like, you know, it's money. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm saying I'll elaborate on one more thing. I'll let you respond, and we'll go ahead and get up out of here. And I definitely want you to give people your social media. But like what you said about the going hard, nobody's going to go as hard as you are. That is 100. I learned something personally because when I was signed to a label, you dig? People went crazy when I got signed by a label out of Philly. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you know anything about the Philly scene, they usually don't hire, they don't sign people outside of Philly because the lyrical base there is so heavy. They don't need to, but they sign mama little motherfucking ass. You dig? But this is what I learned. I had to drop that label. I know y'all like, what? You dropped the label? Yeah, I had to drop the label because I was out promoting them. You dig? Something I learned from Yellow Wolf when he got signed to a label. He got pissed off because the label wasn't pushing him. It was like they just signed him as a trophy. But he said he learned from that. Just because you signed to a label or you get yourself on a mixtape or you got a DJ or a radio promoting your music, you do not stop. You go twice as hard now. You have to go harder than that label. You have to go harder than that radio and promoting them at the same time. You dig? So, yeah, you have to go twice. And just because you got a label on your side now don't mean you start chillaxing, kick back, have you a drink, and they got this. No, 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 no. You got to go twice as hard now. You dig?
Yeah.
How you feel about that comment?
I mean, I agree 100%. And what I heard is right when you get signed, that's when the hard work starts. So that's when it all begins. So that's exactly what you said. It's like it's so true because that's the point. That's the beginning of the success right there. It's like if you're not at your hungriest point when you sign to that label, what are you doing, bro? Why'd you sign it? I mean, you shouldn't be at it for just the money. You know what I'm saying? It's that come with it. That comes with the territory, but it starts at that moment. Now you got to make history. Now you got to show people what you're really living for, the purpose you really started rapping, you know, go back, you know? So it's like all that stuff is so true because you can have the label pushing you, but like you said with Yellow, if they pushing your music and making all this revenue off you, but if you're not pushing it in your own way and have your own different venues and sources of income, then you're gonna get milked by that label, bro, because it's all about the money at the end of the day for the record label. So you need to have some type of, you know, artist, and that's what I tell you got to be smart nowadays. You can't be no dumb artist nowadays because you got to think it's so many sources of income now, you know what I'm saying, with whatever you're doing. You know, I don't know, mixtapes, magazines, whatever you got going, tours, shirts, you know, the merchandise. There's so much ways for other artists to make money. So it's like take advantage of it, find that niche. I seen Lil Wayne and Wiz, they offered DJ services for like $25,000. I'm like, gosh. But you know, it's like, hey, that's working. When you, it's better than paying for a verse from them for like $50,000 or, you know, or whatever price they might charge.
Actually, Wayne at one point was 40 racks, right? 40 racks, but he got a giant chunk of your royalties.
See? See, 40 ain't bad,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
40.
Hey, Retro, why don't you tell everybody about that joint that you got with David? I'm adjusting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and my boy L got a new song out called Boogie Down right now. That's man, it's got the whole West Coast going crazy. It got the East Coast going crazy. It's being played out here in New Orleans.
L is my boy.
It's gonna be pretty dope. It's actually on the mixtape I just dropped called Silver Bullet.
Right.
With Untouchable Magazine, and got a various of artists on there, about 20 of them, and that's the number one song on there, because like the responses we've been getting from it has just been so big, and you know, just working with him was dope, because you know, it's serious. He brought that different feel from it. He gave me exactly what I wanted. I wanted that New York West Coast feel, and man, he gave it to me like that. So that was dope, you know. And it tied back a little bit, tie this all back into the conversation, to what you were saying earlier about the other artists who you gave the $60 to, or who you start charging them to. You know, I was in a similar situation. You know, I got all these tracks, and you know, I was sending. I had so many tracks the one time. I was you know, sending them out to other artists. Like, yo, I got this verse open. Finish it to send it back to me when you're done it raw. Vocals, I'm gonna do everything else. I'm gonna get it mixed and mastered. I just need you to record it, and I'm taking everything else, bro. I had some of them, you know, artists, and then I ran into the thing like, oh, 6 months later, I'm looking like, damn, I haven't got a single track back from nobody. Like, all these cats want me to hit them up personally and ask them for tracks. I'm like, where do they do that at? Like, you hit me up talking about how serious you was, how much you want to work, you want to do all this and that. And 6 months passed, or I ain't even got nothing back from you. And then you talking about let's collab. I'm like, bro, I sent you something already. I ain't even got it back. Why would I send you something else, bro? It's, you know, it's like, so I've been in that.
Right.
I just met this other artist at this video shoot. He's like, yo, bro, I heard your mixtape. I want to collab. I said, all right, I don't mind collabing, but listen, before we go any further, I'm going to tell you up front. If you want one of them artists that's going to be chasing you down, hunting you down, blowing your phone up, saying, send me this stuff, I'm not fucking with it. I'm cool, bro. I'm like, just stop right here.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't me, bro. Like, I'm not going to be chasing you down, hunting you down for no verse. I'll just do the verse myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, It comes to a point that now I'm separating everybody who's not serious to those who are serious. I'm weeding them out, bro. Cue up for a verse. Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see McMill hitting up nobody for no verse. You don't see nobody in it. Like, where that don't go down, bro. So it's like, you got to conduct business professional as an artist. You got to memorize that you as an artist, you are a brand. Your music is a brand. You are a brand. You are a business. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I always say is, I'm not a business. I'm a businessman. You know what I'm saying? That's the quote that I always live by. I'm not a business. I'm a businessman. I'm not a businessman.
Boop.
I'm a businessman.
all right. That's what's up. So, all right, bro. Go ahead and tell the people your social network and things like that before we get up out of here.
Cool. Yeah, y'all can follow me at Young Retro 85 on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at The Real Young Retro. And y'all can check out the little magazine I'm partnering with, Untouchable Magazine as well, at Untouchable Magazine on Instagram and Untouchable Mag on Twitter. And shout out to my boy Dylan Cash.
Okay. Matter of fact, speaking of Dylan, you got some shout outs, Dylan, you wanna give?
Yeah, man, shout out to you first of all, E-Monster. You already know that. Shout out to the whole Monsterous fam. You feel me? Shout out to all the college, shout out to Dr. Phil, shout out to Young Rex. Shout out to the whole CMG staff. Everybody in it. You know? And I don't know, I just feel like dropping this. You know how small this world is?
Huh.
The person who uploaded that tape was The the person who uploaded that tape was me, you know. And so when I saw Young Retro, and he like, yo, Young Retro has a song with my boy, El Majestic. You know, El Majestic, that boy should be signed. No bullshit, that boy should get signed. I've always told him that, you know. But anyway, I'm not going to take any more of your time. I appreciate your time. You feel me? My first salute to you. A thousand gun salute to you and everybody else, man. And back to you.
That's what's up. You know we always got the Colossal Music Group family held down. You dig? We always got y'all. We always got y'all back. So I you know everybody, you know how we do it. Hopefully, Dylan, we can get people maybe Thursday night. Let's try to do it on Comic Cafe Urban Therapy. Continue this discussion. Get some more people over here to see how they feel about what we're talking about tonight. And also, we have our normal discussion where basically, you know, we're talking about how people with the most emptiest minds make the most noise. You dig? I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, fellas. Especially you guys out there that work all day long. Your girl at home, she ain't got shit to do. She bored the motherfucker. All she can do is sit there and just think of some bullshit to harass your ass with at work. With a little idle mind ass, you dig? So, hey, that's what we're talking about. So hit us up on Thursday night, Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. You know what it is. Same channel, same number. You know how we do it. So on my way up out of here, I'm going to play one of my tracks. Oh, yeah, speaking of magazines, don't forget, check out Blocks with a Z magazine. There's a write-up for this month. It's the Memorial Day edition. I can't remember the name of the dude who's on there. It's a big, heavy dude with a beard. They got a write-up on your boy, DJ E-Monster, in there. So make sure you check that out. And let's see. Like I said, I got a request. And I'll say the last thing on my way up out of here. Well, big shout-out to everybody that called in. Not only do I got mad love for you, you dig? Monster salute. I was supposed to say some slick shit there, but I couldn't think of it fast enough. But I got a request on my way up out of here. This right here is one of my tracks. It's called Get Your Cash Up. So artists, if you're trying to get promo, get your cash up. Holler at me. Like I said before, we got sponsorship as low as $19.99. This is me, King Malcolm, and Young Thug, Monstrous Radio. Remember, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow.
Get your cash up. Get your mind right. Papa keep you grind tight. To get your cash up, you gotta get your ass up. Better get your gas up, mash out and man up. You gotta get your grind right. Gotta have your grind tight. You better get your mind right. We're inside on this limelight. Out here we getting it. Smashing through these lanes, yeah, the real, recognize real, and these fake ones complain. When it comes to these things, it will always stay the same. Yeah, she'll make you holler for a dollar, but she'll change for a ring. When you out here and you getting it, packing up and you shipping it. You driving around them funny cars, and they wonder how you getting it. When a come up, even if it's one up, and we ain't giving none up. Till the feds come and run up, just right back to this game. On bail with no shame, shit, nobody said we was sane, or whatever was gonna change, and this ain't real big game. Always say the same, yeah, you can have these things if you just don't complain. And get your cash up,
Get your cash up, get your mind right. Papa, keep your mind tight. Get your cash up, get your mind right. Your mama, get your mind right. Your mama, get your mind right. Your papa, keep your mind tight. Don't want to divide between you and those finer things. Diamond bracelets, emerald pennies, golden platinum rings.
Don't want to work for that shit. Well, now I can see why you ain't getting that. Cash rules everything around me, see? My suggest to you from me, get on your J-O-B. As cliche as it sounds, simplistic as can be. Your complex make it complex. Wasting hands of your timepiece when you could be clocked in for this work. But they don't hear the G. You have to fight for things you want to achieve and realize with success.
You can't stop and succeed. Don't make it rain, just rain on them. Act like kings and queens. Go with guarantees are on lock. That's the key. And those who disagree out here get passed up. They're giving girl that 91 treatment. They gassed up. Flip the script on what they think. Save it, stack up. You know what you gotta do. Now go on, get the cash up.
Get your cash up. Get your cash up,
yeah.
Shake their ass up. Get your mind right. Get your mind right.
Your mama, get your mind right.
Your papa, keep your mind tight. Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Get your cash up,
yeah.
Shake their ass up. Get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
Your mama, get your mind right.
Your papa, keep your mind tight.
Get your cash up, go on, shake that ass up. Lap dance, that's a chance I can't pass up. Switch the swag up, Versace, my pad up. You boys getting paper, but you still can't pass up. I'm swagged up and I'm killing. Chrome arrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chilling. Ain't no need for no dealings. Man, these boys in they feelings. Mad about they broad. She want a boss who getting it. Not none of you frauds. By 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wallet. Don't trip, I got it. Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock BBS, don't. And get DDS, don't. Bad bitches keep it dropping. Tell her wait, you keep it popping. On one, ain't stopping. Till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got him watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open. Let me see your inside.
Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Get your cash up,
go on, shake their ass up.
Get your mind right, get your mind right.
Your mama, get your mind right.
Your papa, keep your grind tight. Get your cash up, get your cash up. Get your cash up,
go on, shake their ass up.
Get your mind right, get your mind right.
Your mama, get your mind right.